First, what can be done to improve the relationships between Indigenous communities in police? And then, how can we protect both police and Indigenous people in regard to the detention of offenders in community watch houses? And what is the best use of existing and future state resources to deliver criminal justice services in Indigenous communities? Today, our focus will be very much on the first of these questions, how we might go about building better relationships between police and Indigenous people in the future. There may be an opportunity to talk about custody issues. That will depend upon how we go with time during the day. We're limited by our terms of reference to largely focusing on what are often still referred to as the dogged communities. A more accurate description now of our communities, which is the focus of our hearing, is probably the Aboriginal Shire communities and the Torres Strait Island communities. At the outset, I want to say that while there are commonalities in issues in those various communities, there are also important differences across communities, and the issues and solutions for each place are likely to be, in some respects, unique. Many of the issues the inquiry is confronting will be of some relevance to other Indigenous communities throughout Queensland, but our focus is very much on the Aboriginal Shire and the Torres Strait Islander communities. Now, having referred to those terms, in future today I'll just refer to them as Indigenous communities, as encapsulating all of those that we're looking at. Looking at the three questions that we've been asked to address in our terms of reference, there's no doubt that the answers to the questions are complex. I'd like to make some preliminary points. I stress that these are based on the research literature and also take into account what we found in consultations during the period of our inquiry so far. They are preliminary ideas, though. I'm not outlining at this stage the CMC view on these matters. The CMC view is yet to be finally determined, and today is to assist us in doing that. Obviously, issues of policing and police relationships with the communities they police necessarily overlap with crime and justice issues. I want to refer to an argument that is promulgated in Australia, led by a Dr. Don Weatherburn, that I want to describe. Dr. Weatherburn is a criminologist who is the director of the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research in Sydney and an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales. And to paraphrase Dr. Weatherburn, he argues that the tension between police and Indigenous community members may only be substantially or sustainably reduced by addressing the crime problems that underline that tension. Ultimately, however, policing and criminal justice policy do not provide the best means by which to achieve a reduction in crime in the long term. Arrest and traditional criminal justice interventions, such as jailing, may help in the short term, but in the longer term, research shows that they are actually likely to further entrench criminal behaviour. Some people respond to this evidence that the criminal justice interventions aren't really very good at changing behaviour but are more likely to entrench it by saying that we need to divert people from the criminal justice system. Essentially, they're saying we need to try something else and keep people out of jail, apply the principle of arrest as last resort, because it seems criminal justice involvement doesn't really help in the long term. On the other hand, Dr. Weatherburn's focus is that a better course of action in the long term is to prevent crime, to deal with a wide range of issues to improve parenting, education, employment, and substance abuse. Now, this is hard to disagree with, but as he says, these measures take time to implement and even longer to produce beneficial results.